Now, news breaking yesterday that the Western Cape Community Safety MEC and the provincial DA leader Albert Fritz has been suspended. And then in the last hour or so, a story dropping on News 24 about why Albert Fritz has apparently been suspended. And according to that that article, it says that he was suspended following serious allegations of sexual assault that were leveled against him by young employees. He allegedly sexually assaulted young female workers in his office, according to a direct source who has knowledge of this suspension. Four independent sources confirming this to News 24. The story certainly has Andrew Cuomo vibes about it, the New York governor, who also lost his job because of sexually assaulting young staffers as well. Jason Felix, the News 24 parliamentary journalist who co-authored the story, joining us now. Jason, a great pleasure to have you on the Midday Report today. Thank you for your time. What is your story saying about Albert Fritz?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, it's essentially saying that these allegations have now come to before, these allegations of sexual assault against Albert Fritz. As you mentioned in your opening, that Alan Windey, the Premier of the Western Cape, bizarrely suspended Fritz. And he gave no reason, and it was late on a Sunday night. He gave no reasons as to why Fritz has been suspended. We've spoken to a number of people who has confirmed this, confirmed that he has, over some time, assaulted young female workers in his office.
And what official statement are you getting from either the Albert Fritz's office, or Albert Fritz himself, or Premier Alan Windey? Are any of them saying anything?
We've contacted, obviously, we've made our first point was to contact Mr. Fritz himself. He's chosen not to speak to us, so has the Premier as well. But his office has told us that they understand, obviously, that there's several questions around suspension, and they've made it clear that it would be unfair to the persons who made these allegations to the Premier about Mr. Fritz. They've made it clear that they will provide the details when the time is right, and they also believe that the publication of the details of the sexual assault or whatever else is being investigated would compromise the investigation. They've also told us that an independent investigator has been appointed to determine the full extent of the allegations and of course, the veracity of those allegations. There's at this stage no word whether the South African Police Services is involved in the investigation. As we know, with serious cases of sexual assault, one would expect the SAPS to be involved. But as of now, we have no indication that the SAPS is involved.
That was going to be my next question, whether or not there has been any kind of criminal complaint laid. I think that's also important. I'm sure that will come to light as well. This will obviously, personally, is a huge development, but also for the Democratic Alliance in the province as well. We know that Fritz is the DA's interim provincial lead in the Western Cape, and that is because of the resignation of Bonginkosi Madikizela last year, who resigned after it was revealed that he falsely claimed on his CV that he had a BCom degree. So this will leave the party reeling, I imagine.
One would think so, but in the past, even worse, well, in the past, there's been bigger scandals, and the DA somehow managed to recover from it. But I think in this case, it's a sexual assault case, and it's quite serious. The DA at some point will have to respond to it. We've spoken to Yaku Lont. He's the provincial chairperson of the DA in the Western Cape. A very cryptic note from him was that they will comment once they know more information about this. But one can expect that something like this won't go away easily, and it will hit the party, especially with the female supporters. I think the response from the DA and the response certainly from the Western Cape government has been poor. First of all, to send a statement on a Sunday night so late as well, telling your voters and telling the province and the people of the province that you've suspended an MEC and without giving any reason, that's a bit odd and that's a bit strange. Obviously, people want to know what has happened. People want to know what are the details. And I think this shouldn't be handled as another PR matter. This is a very serious matter. And of course, it will have huge implications, not only for the persons involved, the persons around Fritz, as well as the DA, because I think all eyes will be on them now. as to how they will respond to it. And I think they've already started on the wrong footing.
100%, Jason. I think that I couldn't agree with you more. Jason Felix, News 24 parliamentary journalist. We do deserve transparency on this. We got a late Sunday night statement that Albert Fritz had been suspended. Now News 24 and Jason, one of the authors of that story, revealing to us why exactly. And that's because he was suspended following serious allegations of sexual assault leveled against him by young employees. And if that is indeed the case, we understand that it has to be dealt with sensitivity, that there are alleged victims involved here, but as a public office bearer, particularly in that office, we deserve to know what happened.